Imagine waking up each morning with an uninvited companion that disrupts your relationships, damages your health, and distorts your reality. For millions worldwide, this unwelcome guest is chronic anger. What makes anger particularly insidious is how it masquerades as righteousness while silently eroding everything you value. When George stormed out of his boss's office after being denied a promotion, he felt justified. When he snapped at his wife later, he blamed his stressful job. When he honked aggressively at a slow driver, he considered it the other person's fault. Each incident seemed isolated and reasonable, but viewed collectively, they revealed a destructive pattern slowly destroying his life. The physiological toll is staggering. Your body wasn't designed to remain in constant emergency mode. Blood vessels constrict as norepinephrine floods your system, raising blood pressure and creating perfect conditions for hypertension. Research spanning decades confirms that both unexpressed anger, seething silently, and expressed hostility, lashing out, contribute equally to cardiovascular damage. What's particularly alarming is how early this damage begins. Hostile children as young as 10 already display higher blood pressure than their even-tempered peers. But there's hope. Anger is learned, and with the right techniques, it can be unlearned. The journey begins with recognizing what keeps you trapped. The short-term payoffs, temporary stress reduction, hiding vulnerability, commanding attention, feeling powerful, create a reinforcement cycle that's difficult to break without conscious intervention. Like a credit card with exorbitant interest rates, anger offers immediate gratification but devastating long-term costs. Anger forms through a two-step process, combining pain with trigger thoughts, not directly from external events. Pain, physical discomfort, emotional hurt, or stress, serves as the fuel. The spark comes from trigger thoughts blaming others, typically containing three elements: perception of harm, belief the harm was deliberate, and conviction the person was wrong. When your spouse leaves dishes in the sink, your anger stems from your exhaustion, pain, combined with thoughts like, they never help, or they're taking advantage of me. Without either component, the situation might not provoke anger. This explains varying reactions to identical situations. Two colleagues receiving the same criticism might react differently. One shrugs it off while the other resents it, based on their interpretations and pre-existing stress levels. Understanding this process gives you multiple intervention points: reduce baseline stress, challenge trigger thoughts, or both. This transforms anger from a mysterious force into a predictable process you can influence. Physical tension constitutes half the anger equation. When your body stays relaxed during provocations, sustaining intense anger becomes nearly impossible, making relaxation techniques essential to anger management. Progressive relaxation training builds awareness by systematically tensing and relaxing muscle groups from toes to face. After briefly holding tension, you release completely, experiencing relaxation as tingling, warmth, or pleasant heaviness. Relaxation imagery creates a mental sanctuary through detailed, peaceful scenes with vivid sensory elements. The magic door concept helps you quickly transition between your actual environment and your visualization. Diaphragmatic breathing activates the parasympathetic nervous system, counteracting the fight-or-flight response fueling anger. With practice, these techniques build neural pathways that make relaxation increasingly automatic until it becomes your default response to provocation. Our thoughts shape our feelings more than actual events do. We experience reality through an internal screen of evaluations, not directly. Six thought distortions fuel anger. Blaming, the most destructive, assumes others deliberately harm you. Though temporarily satisfying, it leaves you powerless to change situations. Catastrophizing exaggerates problems to worst-case scenarios. Inflammatory global labeling reduces people to derogatory terms like jerk, transforming them into objects deserving contempt. Misattributions assume deliberate malice where none exists. Overgeneralization uses absolute terms like always and never, making occasional issues feel like intolerable patterns. Demanding/commanding turns preferences into moral dictates using should statements, creating rigid expectations others inevitably fail to meet. The key insight: people, including yourself, are doing the best they can with their current limitations. Recognizing this helps dissolve the rigid judgments fueling anger. Children naturally talk themselves through challenges. As adults, we can use internal coping thoughts to manage emotional responses like anger in provocative situations. General coping thoughts maintain calm and control. Phrases like, "take a deep breath," "getting upset won't help," and "I can stay calm" activate relaxation skills when anger surfaces. Other effective options include "this will pass" and "staying calm gives me more power." Select and memorize three that resonate with you. For targeted intervention, develop specific countermeasures for each anger distortion. Instead of catastrophizing, "this is frustrating but not catastrophic." Rather than generalizing, "this behavior is annoying, but I appreciate many things about this person." Replace demands with preferences. "I'd prefer they be on time, but lateness isn't a moral failing." Creating a coping plan involves identifying the situation in detail, establishing cues for your coping thoughts, recognizing behavioral red flags, and specifying how to respond using selected thoughts and quick relaxation techniques. Practice these coping thoughts during calm moments so they become automatic when you're angry. Regular rehearsal builds mental muscle memory for challenging situations. Even with strong internal coping skills, you need effective ways to express needs and resolve conflicts without triggering anger. Three coping styles exist: passive, avoiding conflict; aggressive, making demands; and assertive, balancing needs while respecting others. Assertive communication enables conflict resolution without anger, following the three F's: facts, objective descriptions; feelings, honest expression of reactions; and fair requests, specific, doable actions. When assertiveness isn't enough, adding specific, reasonable, and consistent consequences may be necessary. Setting boundaries prevents feeling exploited. The three-step limit-setting process includes acknowledging the other person's needs, stating your position, and clearly saying no. Effective limit setting requires confident body language, specificity about boundaries, and sometimes delayed responses. Handle criticism effectively through techniques like clouding, partially agreeing with valid points, making assertive preference statements, and content-to-process shifts, redirecting discussion to underlying dynamics. Creating an anger management plan organizes your coping strategies into categories: cool thoughts, problem-solving alternatives, escape routes, self-confidence reminders, and new interpretations of others' behavior. Self-care is crucial for anger management. Many anger episodes stem from TLC issues: being tired, stressed, lonely, or experiencing cravings. Addressing these needs directly works better than expressing anger. Simply asking, "what's my TLC level?" helps identify underlying needs. Managing your inner critic is essential. People struggling with anger often have an internalized, pathological critic, creating shame that fuels anger. Practicing self-acceptance helps quiet this destructive voice. The journey to anger management isn't about becoming emotionless, it's about reclaiming choice in your responses. With practice, conscious efforts become second nature. You'll still feel the initial spark of anger, but will have built new neural pathways offering alternatives. The opposite of anger isn't calmness, it's connection. By managing anger effectively, you open yourself to authentic relationships built on understanding rather than fear, compassion rather than control.